Hi, this is Storyologist Paige Turner, and I have a back-to-school adventure story for you. And for this story, you are the main character. You are the hero of this story, so I want you to do it along with me. And all you're going to need for this story is your imagination and your imaginary comm case with all of the exercises and tools that you've collected. You're going to use those along the way. Here we go. This is the tale of the magic purple wish lion. Let's pretend it's nighttime and you're in your bed, but you're not sleeping because you're feeling very nervous and worried and afraid because tomorrow is the first day of school. And let's just pretend that you're feeling very worried about that. So worried, in fact, that you have butterflies in your belly. Oh, but they don't even feel like butterflies. They feel more like monkeys jumping up and down in your belly. Oh. But then you think about some of the tools you've collected and you decide to take some birthday breaths to calm yourself down. Ready? Let's take a balloon breath in. Take a big deep breath in through your nose and feel your belly fill with air like a balloon. Now blow it out like you're blowing out a birthday candle. One more. Balloon breath in and birthday candle breath out. Oh, that feels a little bit better. Good job. But you know what? You're still feeling a little worried. So you decide to do a lion breath. Ready? Take a big, deep breath and say, ha, with your tongue out. One more time. Big lion breath. Ha, good. Feel a little bit sleepy, but your muscles are so tight and tense, you're not sure you can fall asleep. So you try that muscle relaxation exercise. You start at your toes and you tighten your toes and let them go. And you tighten your feet and breathe in and let it go. And the bottoms of your legs and let it go. And you work your way all the way up your body until you feel so relaxed that you stretch and yawn. Can you stretch and yawn? Oh. And you fall asleep. But then suddenly, you hear a sound. You hear monkey sounds. You hear snake sounds. And you hear lion sounds. You sit up in your bed. But wait a second. You're not in your bed anymore. Look down. You're sitting on the ground. You look up and there are trees. You look one way and you see vines, and you look the other way and you see bushes. Wait a minute. Bushes and trees and the ground and monkeys and snakes and lions. Where do you think we are? Yeah, we're in the jungle. Even though lions don't really live in jungles, but you know what? This is a magic purple wish lion, so we're gonna pretend. Suddenly, there's a loud poof, and out of nowhere appears a note. Let's read it. It says, I need your help. I'm fast asleep in the heart of the jungle where the stories run deep. Imagine your way there and don't say I can't. Wake me up and your wish I will grant. And it's signed, your friend, the magic purple wish lion. Wait, let me see if I have this straight. All the way on the other side of the jungle, there is a magic purple wish lion, and that lion is sleeping. But if we can make it all the way to the other side of the jungle and wake up the lion, then the lion will grant us a wish? Hey, wait a second. Maybe you can wish that you won't be afraid to go to school tomorrow. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Do you think we should do it? I think so, but uh-oh. Suddenly your worry wart pops out and says,
I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can make it all the way to the other side of the jungle.
Uh-oh, and you do start to feel nervous and worried, but then you remember that you can talk back to that worry, so you take a deep breath and you say, "Hey, worrywart, I don't think that's true. I know that I am brave, and I know that I am strong, and I know that I can make it to the other side of the jungle." And then your positive pal pops out and says,
"I believe in you. You can do it."
Are you ready? Say, "I can do it. I can do it." Okay, let's go. Take a big deep breath. And look down. Wait a second. On the ground, you see something. Bend down and pick it up. It's fur. Purple fur. Look, it's a big long trail of purple fur. Can you stand up and pretend that you are following that trail of purple fur? Keep going, follow that trail and stop. Uh-oh, in front of you there's very tall grass. Let's push through that grass. Ready, push, 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 and you make it to the other side. Say hooray! And look down, there's that trail of purple fur. Keep going, follow it, and uh-oh, stop. Listen, you hear those monkey sounds again. You look up and you see monkeys in the trees and they're holding lemons? Huh, uh-oh. Duck down and cover your head because they're gonna drop those lemons. Oh no. But then you realize that those monkeys just want your help making some lemonade. So you pick up a lemon and your shoulders do feel a little bit tight and tense. So you decide to squeeze the lemon. Ready? We're gonna do that lemon squeeze exercise. Put the lemon between your palms and squeeze the lemon. Make some lemonade. That feels much better. But you know what? You are still feeling a little bit worried and your face starts to tense up. So let's do some surprise lemons. Here we go. Ready? Squish your face and now look surprised. Squish your face and look surprised. And that makes the monkeys laugh, so you laugh too, and that also feels pretty good. So you keep going through the jungle. You follow that trail of purple fur. Keep going, and then you go, uh-oh. You get to a river. Oh no, it's a really wide river, a really deep river, but look, all the way on the other side, what do you see? Yep. You see that purple fur. Oh no, what are we gonna do? What should we do? Can we swim across? I think that's a great idea. You ready? Let's say some affirmations. Say, "I can do it. I can do it." Say, "I feel brave. I feel brave." Take a big deep breath and jump in that water and pretend to swim, swim, swim. Swim across. Good job. Keep going. Swim, swim, swim. And you get out and shake that water off your body. You did it. One more time. Say hooray. Hooray. And let's keep following that trail of purple fur. You keep on going through the jungle, but uh-oh. Stop. We've come to a cliff. Look down. Whoa. Uh-oh. Back up. Back up. Oh no, look all the way down. There's a big, deep, wide canyon down there, but uh-oh, all the way across the canyon on the other side is another cliff, and on that other cliff you see more purple fur. That's where the trail goes. We have to get across this somehow. How can we do it? Yeah, look up. You see a big tree branch going across that big canyon, and hanging from that tree branch is a long vine. Do you think we can swing across? I think so. And then your worry wart shows up again, pop, and says,
"I don't think you can do it. I don't think this is a good idea. I'm really, really worried about this. I'm very, very worried. I think you should stop. I don't think this is a good idea. I don't know what you're doing. Don't do it. Stop, stop. What if something bad happens? I don't know."
Okay, stop, worry wart. You look at your worry wart and you say, "Thanks, but you know what? I don't need you right now." You put your worry wart in your worry box and close it on tight. You can look at that worry wart later and you can take it out during worry time and talk about it with your grown-ups. But right now, you have a canyon to cross. Are you ready? Hold on to that vine. Take a big deep breath. One more time, say, "I can do it." I can do it! And you swing back and forth and back. Ready? And forth, and here we go! You swing across and land on the other side. One more time, say hooray! Hooray! And on the other side of that canyon, you see the purple wish lion. And the lion is sleeping. And so you decide to wake that lion up the way your grown-up wakes you up by saying, wake up, sleepyhead. Ready? When I count to three, say, wake up, sleepyhead. One, two, three. Wake up, sleepyhead. And the lion stretches and yawns. Oh, hello. You did it. You made it here to the other side of the jungle. Good job. You were very brave. And I'll bet you used all the tools in your comm case. Well, now I will grant you a wish. What was your wish? Yeah, you wanted to wish that you won't be afraid to go to school tomorrow. Are you ready? When I count to three, you're going to say your wish. Here we go. One, two, three. I wish you... Uh-oh. When you try to say your wish, you yawn. Let's try it again. Ready? One, two, three. I wish you... Before you can say your wish, you fall. Sleep. Close your eyes and pretend you're sleeping. And then you hear the lion say, wake up, sleepyhead. But your eyes are so heavy you couldn't possibly open them. Wake up, sleepyhead. You still can't open your eyes and you hear it one more time, but the voice sounds a little different. Wake up, sleepyhead. That sounds more like one of your grown-ups. And you open your eyes and you look up. You don't see trees, you see a ceiling. You look down, you're sitting on your bed. And you look at your grown-up and you say, no, I wasn't sleeping. I was in the jungle and there was a lion and there were monkeys and there were snakes and there were lemons and there was a river. And your grown-up says, jungle, huh? I think maybe you were just dreaming. Now hurry up and get ready. Today is the first day of school. And you say, and you start to feel those butterflies in your belly again. Oh no, the first day of school. That's right. You feel worried. And then you remember everything that you just did. You remember all of those tools you used. The balloon breaths and birthday candle breaths and lion breaths and all of those muscle relaxation exercises and the positive pal and talking back to your worry wart. And you know that you can do it. Say, I can do it. I can do it. And you're ready for the first day of school, but then you feel something in the pocket of your pajamas. You reach in and pull out some purple fur. Was it a dream or wasn't it? I'm not sure, but I do know that you go to school and you have the best day ever. And that's the end.